In the borough of Milton in Northumberland County, Heather Powell, executive director of the nonprofit The Improved Milton Experience, or TIME, looks to the future of Milton while never forgetting its past. Heather Powell takes the story from here.
TIME stands for the Improved Milton Experience. TIME celebrated its 20th birthday in 2024, so it's been around for quite a while. It's a nonprofit organization that's based here in Milton, PA, whose focus is to revitalize downtown Milton and to provide resources for local businesses as well as the community.
Now, Heather, I have to tell you that I was in Milton about, 10 years ago, and I did a project called Our Town. And at the time, there were some really wonderful ideas that were swirling around. We used to have our organizational meetings in the train station next to the railroad tracks. And so we'd have to stop whenever we were doing when the train would have to pass by. It was great. And that's what I loved about Milton. There's a real sweetness about that town, but there's a real history behind it, too. So tell us a bit about what we can expect when we venture into Milton.
I did grow up in Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh. And then I lived in New York City. I went for college and I met my spouse there. And we were looking to move from New York City. And so we came to visit and we just thought, oh, this is the most charming little town. And I have small children. And we thought, this seems like a great place to raise a family. And it has proved to be a great place to raise a family. There are many additions that were made to the town over the years that are projects that the TIME organization spearheaded, including our historic walking tour. That includes Lincoln Park. There's a large gazebo where you can sit right along the river, which just gives you a gorgeous view. There's also the Veterans Memorial, which is very well known. We have many community members purchase bricks with their friends or relatives' names on them, and we install them in our brick walkway to honor those veterans. And then we also have wonderful businesses in town and many places to visit. We have Two Owls. We have the Art Academy of Milton, which is a unique location. The art building was one of the fraternal organizations here in Milton. Over time, fraternal organizations have evolved, and some of them in their heyday could put to use very large buildings like the one that you'll find the Art Academy situated in now. The community was able to find ways to put those buildings to good use, and the Art Academy is a very good example of that.
Because of the consolidation of some of the larger lodges in Milton, is the TIME office located in one of them?
Our organization shares a building with Moose Lodge 171. That's another good example. The basement in this building used to be a bowling alley, but it's now actually the TIME's offices are located in the basement. There's been all sorts of creativity around working to preserve this historic architecture and finding creative solutions for it.
The nice part about Milton is the fact that it's a very quaint town, but over the years, it's really seen an awful lot of progress. The library at Rose Hill was one terrific example of being able to utilize a mansion and then convert it into a space for the public.
It's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? I became executive director in July of 2024. We've really worked to make this a community-focused organization. And I am a big proponent of partnerships and collaboration, especially in communities this size. So we've worked to strengthen those partnerships that already existed and to create new ones. And one of our new projects is TIME has a small makerspace here in our building, and we were able to create that through a training to career grant through the state. And what we've learned is that it's very challenging to get youth involved in after school programs that aren't situated in the school and easy to access in that way. Transportation is challenging. And so we are partnering with the Milton Public Library to transfer our makerspace to their building. They already have an audience that has expressed interest in and could benefit from a program like this. So we're very excited about our future of working with the library.
Libraries have taken on a completely different form.
I absolutely agree with you. And there has been a trend across the country of including makerspaces in libraries. So we didn't come up with this idea, but I just think it's such a perfect fit because when you think of makerspace, you think of creativity, and it is very creative and very fun. But you also can't ignore the educational value of a program like that. So this is a completely new endeavor, a new project, but we're working with other partners in the community, including the CSIU, and we're really hoping to use this as an opportunity to build a robust program for Milton.
You also have a beautiful park, beautiful recreation area that's nearer the bridge.
We do have a beautiful view here. There are some folks who live along the river here that have stepped up and become volunteers with the organization. And if you ask them what drew them to Milton and that particular location along the riverfront here, they would say it's one of the most beautiful views they've ever seen. We do have a couple of parks situated here along the river. I had mentioned Lincoln Park. We also have a park that's across the street from the Veterans Memorial and next to the historic Miltonian building. The Miltonian is Milton's first borough building, fire station, and police station. And next to there's a beautiful green space. Time created a brick stage, small but large enough for our band so we can host outdoor music when the weather is nice. We actually are working to create a new music series to get more live music out in town, so you can look for events coming up at that space in the near future here. And then even a little bit further down on Front Street, we have Rotary Centennial Park. That is a partnership with the Milton Rotary Club. That location also hosts one of our kiosks on our walking tour. There are 14 of those kiosks throughout town. And the Rotary Park is beautiful because it gives you another opportunity with benches there to just sit and enjoy the river.
Just listening to you and as you're drawing these pictures with your words, it just makes Milton sound like a sweet, safe place to live and to grow up and grow old.
It is. We ran a little project recently, which it was just really wonderful. It was called Love Letters to Milton. And we invited folks from the community to send a love letter to their town expressing what their hopes or dreams are for Milton, or maybe even to share a memory. And we received one letter that said, you know, I'm not from Milton, but the thing that drew me here and that keeps me here are the long-term relationships that the community has built with one another and how you see that in the day-to-day here in town, whether it's on the sidewalk, saying hello to your neighbor, or next door at Marlin's Diner, having a fish sandwich. You know, everyone's talking like they've known each other their entire lives. And that's because they most likely have. And I have to say, you know, as a transplant here, I have felt incredibly supported and embraced by the community. And it's just been a really wonderful experience for me, too.
I'm so pleased that you found a wonderful place to call home. And of course, there are some very legendary places in Milton that I recall. You can't leave Milton without thinking of the Boiardi family.
Oh, absolutely. We actually have a tribute courtesy of the Milton Historical Society on the second floor of our building. And it gives you a little bit of the narrative, but there are a lot of photographs, and the photographs are just fantastic. All of these old black and white photographs that we were able to reproduce from the Historical Society's archive and keep on view long term. Because of that, because that exhibition exists there on the second floor, that space is known as Chef's Place. So whenever you invite folks over to the community center here and we say, meet me in Chef's Place, that's what we mean.
Chef Boiardi, you know, it's an amazing thing. I was told stories by Paul Boiardi. He was the nephew of Hector Boiardi. He was just so proud of what his uncle Hector did.
I actually had the opportunity to meet his niece during the Harvest Festival. Around that time, since the ConAgra plant was purchased by Hometown Foods, Hometown relocated a bronze statue of Hector. It was a replica of one that was at ConAgra's corporate office. The plant here was interested in also having one, and so ConAgra provided one. And when the company changed hands recently, Hometown Foods worked with the borough of Milton, and they relocated that into our downtown. So now the entire community can see it and enjoy it. And it is just really fabulous. It's the chef with his hat and his neckerchief and a big smile on his face. And it's just a joy.
Do you get a lot of tourists in Milton?
That's a very good question. We do, but we've also recognized that we have a lot of very small nonprofits here, and our borough is relatively small. And just from a practical standpoint, PR and marketing is very challenging for us. But with the community-centered approach that we're taking as an organization, we've been able to work with local businesses and work with the borough to put a plan into place to make sure that all of these events that Milton offers, which includes the Harvest Festival and the Harvest Festival Parade, that's been around since the 70s. The Time Organization hosts the annual Summer Days Festival. So that is a draw for folks from the region and beyond. But we need to not be afraid to toot our own horn. There's a lot to see and do here. We just need to get that out into the community so folks know what's happening here.
It's a quiet little gem in central Pennsylvania, to be sure. It really is.
It is. There are generations here who have all worked to invest in their community and one another, and a lot of familiar faces, and it's just wonderful.
Now, Heather, you were a transplant to Milton, so this was happening well before you even came to be into the area. And you thought, this is the kind of feeling I enjoy with my kids, and it's a nice place to grow up in, a nice place to be around.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you would like to see as Milton continues to burgeon?
Our hope has been to galvanize the community and create a space where people can speak out about what their hopes or their concerns are for Milton. And I think that some of the things that are coming out right now through those conversations is businesses pulling together to promote what our downtown has to offer. We would like to attract folks from the region and beyond. And I think that Milton continues to be a safe and clean place to raise your family. We would like to keep it that way as an organization in this building, which is the Milton Community Center. It's just really important that we continue to promote that sense of community here in Milton and keep that intact. Because like we said, it's part of the charm and the appeal of Milton, and it's so hard to find. Coming from New York City, it's radically different. Not that you can't build a community in a big city. You can, but it's just very, very different. I grew up in a very small town that's very similar to Milton. And so when I came here, I had the feeling of coming back to my roots. I think on a community level, it's important that we keep community first. There are many projects in town that the organization is currently taking on. So there are things about the town physically that we're hoping to achieve. One is we're working to revitalize our walking tour. Other things that we're hoping to do in town, we're working to revitalize and renovate the Miltonian building. That's a capital project that's going to start happening here in the spring. Milton Community Center hosts the small business incubator called Startup Milton, which is a partnership with Bucknell University. We have three offices here for budding entrepreneurs, and they're all full right now, but we're hoping to expand on that into the Miltonian across the street by the end of this year. So there are a lot of large projects in that way beginning to take shape. So it's very exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. Everything sounds nice and fresh, too. You're continuing to build on what was to build your future. Yeah. It's beautiful. Is Leezer's shoe store still there?
It sure is. It sure is. And, you know, they recently were able to bring in a cobbler. So now you can bring your shoes there to have them repaired. And it just aligned so perfectly with, you know, who they are. I just thought, oh, this is so wonderful. It's very hard to find someone to repair your shoes. But when you go to Leezer's, you could get it all. You can get your old favorite shoes repaired, or you can look at buying a new pair of shoes. And they're all so incredibly friendly. It's a wonderful experience to shop there. We can't ignore that our downtown also has is residential. There are people who live in our downtown. And so we really want to make sure that whatever platform we have, that it's inclusive and everyone has the opportunity to participate in this much bigger conversation. And I always like to approach these conversations with three questions, and they are, where were we, where are we, and where do we want to be? And I've learned a lot about Milton through that approach. And then, of course, that much larger vision work of what would it be like to see in Milton's future. I've heard a lot of really interesting things that we're taking into consideration as we look at some of the changes that we're working to make in town. And that would include making sure that downtown Milton is pedestrian friendly. So that's another thing that I hope to see for Milton is I hope that we can attract more businesses and work with those businesses with whatever challenges may come up for them so that we can keep them here. The movie theater, unfortunately, did burn down, and that was many years ago, but the organization was able to purchase that empty lot, and it now is home to our community Santa house. So during the month of December, you'll see a lot of activity on our main street here called Broadway that our Milton's Winterfest Committee organizes. And that includes an outdoor festival with live music. They bring Santa to town. You'll find Santa in the Santa house throughout the month where you could stop. You can get a small treat and get your picture taken with Santa. So we're still putting the Capitol Theater lot to good use.
That's so wonderful. That just makes my heart feel so warm. I'm going back to Rose Hill right now because, first of all, the structure is beautiful. The way they gutted it and remodeled it for the library to have all of these other little access rooms where you could have rooms for people to play a game of chess. If you were a little bit older and you just wanted to gather with your friends and do your needlework by the fireplace, you could do that. There's lots of stuff for the kids to do. But then they also have that wonderful carriage house outside of the library. What is that used for?
They do. They currently have a nature school that's based there. It's an alternative school. You don't have to live in Milton to enroll your children there. And they're looking to put down long-term roots there.
It's a great space. They've got access to the library and activities of the library, but they've got their own little dwelling.
You know, there's a tremendous amount of green space also, you know, behind the library. So to have a nature school situated there, man, how ideal is that? You got books on one side and you've got green space on the other, and just how perfect.
That in and of itself is a drawing point.
Well, you know, the library used to be located here on Front Street, which runs along the river, and this is a floodplain. The library was, you know, very successful down here, but they had to start to think about things longer term. And now they don't have to worry about that with their new location at Rose Hill.
You've got a nature school adjacent to the library. So you've got murals that are on your buildings, and I've noticed that, and I think it's absolutely beautiful. What about the senior citizens? Do you have anything for senior citizens that they are drawn to Milton for specific things?
We do have folks who participate in Milton in Motion. At the community center, we're always developing programs based on what the community expresses they would like to see or enjoy participating or needs that we've identified, and that's one of them. So my colleague here, Maggie, she's our program coordinator here at Milton Community Center. She's working to establish programs such as game night for seniors or adults. You can come into the community center. It's a great opportunity to socialize, bring a friend, especially in the winter months when maybe cabin fever sets in a little bit. You just need different scenery, and you can have a snack and you can participate in a game night or a craft night. So that's another area as far as programming goes for the community center that we're working to build.
What would be your definition of the Milton experience? For someone who's never been there, what is the Milton experience?
It's something for everyone. No matter what age you are, there is something here to do or see. And we touched on a couple of them, such as the Milton Model Trade Museum. And that is 1950s Milton. Not only is it appealing to the kiddos, and it's interactive, by the way, and it's quite a layout. There are opportunities for you to move the trains or move the people. So it's all automated in that way. The adults love it just as much. And everyone who has visited has said, even though we know it's 1950s Milton, because of the scale of the display and the intricacy, you notice something new every time you walk around and you see it. We also have other things in town like the library, who offers extensive programming for folks of all ages. We also just recently started a new music and mocktail series at Milton Community Center, where it's last Saturday of the month, and it's geared toward families. So kids get in for free, because we all know that being a parent, it can be really challenging sometimes to find childcare, and perhaps you want to go out and you want to hear live music. We made sure that what we created was family friendly. So there is an admission for adults to get in, but kids are free. Then we also have businesses in town. Art Academy also offers extensive classes such as life drawing classes and printmaking classes. And then there's wonderful places to eat in town. There's Marlin's, which is, you know, kind of like your traditional diner, but it's been long established and he has wonderful recipes and delicious food. We also have the Two Owls Grocers, which is on our main street on Broadway here. They offer hot foods that you can buy and you can take home that are prepared, but then you can also eat in, so you can stop by there and have lunch. And then we also have Lisa's Milltown Deli, which is a regional favorite. And then, of course, if you would like to just drive through Milton, it's worth driving through and looking at several murals that we have in town. So the one on the side of the Milton Community Center here is the history of transportation. So it fits perfectly with what's in this building with the Model Train Museum on the top floor.
Do you have a mural of Chef Boyardee?
It's something that I'm planning because I've identified a couple of spots throughout town. Sometimes you just look up while you're driving or you're walking and you say, oh, that's an ideal spot for a mural. We're going to have to work on that. So I have my ongoing list, and the chef is definitely on there.
If you could encapsulate what Milton is to you, if you were to put it in one of those little globes, how would it be?
There are three things that I think of when I think of Milton. That's its rich history, its community, and with community would go a very caring heart and a very optimistic outlook and hope for the future. I see that at work out in the community every day. I think it would be those three things.
Special thanks to Heather Powell, Executive Director of the nonprofit TIME, the Improved Milton Experience, reflecting on the past and looking to the future as a community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.